مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين وجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We are busy with Surah Al-Mulk, chapter 67. We did, Alhamdulillah, the virtues, and we did verse 1 and 2. Just to reflect, الذي, let's go back to verse 2. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. So when we reflect on this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal has created death and life. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has put first death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ Death first. وَالْحَيَاةَ And life thereafter. Because if you see what is going to shock you, O insan, what is really going to bring you to your senses and say that this life, for it to become successful, I need to ponder over death. So this year is a lesson for you and I that for in order to make our lives fruitful, they say you have to learn to die. You have to learn to die. Learn to die in a manner that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you. You know, definitely, one day you are going to leave this world. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is pointing out to you and telling you that death, ponder over it, live like you're going to die. Do not live where you are taking out so many bonds and loans and everything like you're living for another 200 years. Live your life like you're going to pass away. That is why upon occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a box. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated to this ummah a box. In the books of hadith, you will see the box is drawn there. Even in Fadail al-Sadaqat, you will find it there. And this box, rectangular shaped, and you'll find there's a line going out and there's all lines going side to side, but it doesn't touch each other. It doesn't touch the line that is going through the middle and coming out on the top. It doesn't touch those lines. So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had inquired, what is this box, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had explained to them that see, you see these lines coming on the sides all the way to the top, but doesn't go out of the box. These lines on the sides, where you see it coming, these lines here are the tests and the trials. Insan will just, he'll get into one tribulation, gets out of it, then shortly he goes into another trial, tribulation, difficulty. So, and that's his life basically. Especially for a mu'min, a dunya sijil mu'min, it is a prison for a believer. So he just comes out of one difficulty, the next difficulty is waiting for him. And then he comes out of that, he thinks he's going to get some sort of breathing space, and another one knocks him. But when it comes to his hopes, so the box is man's life. This is man's life. That line that goes up and extends out of the box, this here is man's hopes. His hopes continues even beyond his lifespan. His life is going to cut at 60, 70, 80. But his hopes, if you have to measure it in terms of age, it seems like he's going to live another 200 years. That's the kind of hopes he has. So ponder over your death, because it will push you towards striving towards making it a garden of paradise, not a pit of hell. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ So, Allah Azza wa Jal says, He is the one who has created death and life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ So that, to test you, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Who of you will do the best of deeds? Who of you is best in deeds? Now, if you have to ponder, you have to see, Imam Qurtubi rahimullah has mentioned this,
What is a good action? So Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu has mentioned, and he recited this verse here, verses, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. So when he reached these words, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So then he explained, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this verse, and when he reached these words, better in deeds, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and explained that better in deeds is the person who abstains most from the things Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden and is always ready to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's reflect. I have a container and I'm going to fill it with, let's use something, I fill it with petrol, just a little bit of petrol. But the bulk of it is water, it's good for you. Water is good for you, but that little bit of petrol, what it's done. I just have to put a flame, it's going to burn up everything. It's going to burn even the good deeds that I did, or the water that's there. So in the same way, daily, I'm doing a lot of good deeds, but I'm doing far more evil deeds. So that is burning out those good deeds. I have to see. So let's see how we can bring, of course, you're not going to bring it totally where you become pure or something. No, you're going to have it, but it must be brought to the utmost minimum. I have to strive for this. And that is the tazkiyah that you speak about. Bringing your sins to almost minimum, to almost nothing. No one says you're going to be pure like the Anbiya alayhi salam, but to try to bring it to that limit, to that limited minimum, where you can't, you're just striving for that. So this year is one who abstains from the forbidden. What is forbidden? Allah has made this forbidden for you. You abstain from it. And is already and always ready, in fact, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's activated in this line when it comes to doing good deeds. He wants to see. Now if you do a little bit, you do your fara'id, you do a little bit extra, you push. Now it's weighty. It's really weighty because your sins is almost. A person goes for Hajj, whole Hajj was video recorded and everything, and now he comes back, he gets a certificate. Where's that ahsanu amala you're asking? Where is the best of deeds, that quality deeds? Where is that? So it's lacking. You will have to admit this. So let's go to the next verse, verse number 3 now. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. He who has created the seven heavens, طِبَاقًا. What is طِبَاقًا? One over the other. One over the other. That is طِبَاقًا. If you have to see, go outside and take it upon yourself. You know the verse, perhaps. You've memorized it. Now, let's synchronize our vision, our hearts, our recitation, our minds, captivated in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Go and see outside. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. It adds a different dimension, beauty to this verse when you do it like this. You know, like how you used to do experiments. We're going out for an excursion, experiment. This year is something that is real, 100%. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So go outside and witness it. He who has created the seven heavens, طِبَاقًا, one after the other. So now Allah Azza wa Jal, they want to speak of signs. Come and see the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you will come to realize what is signs. Now, created seven skies, one over the other. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to you, O Ummah, Allah Azza wa Jal is challenging you. Go and see. You will not see. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ. You will not see in the creation of Ar-Rahman, مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ, any thing that is out of proportion. Min tafawut. You won't see inconsistencies in the creation of Ar-Rahman. You don't believe, right? Farji' al-basar. Turn your gaze again. Hal tara min futur. So cast your eye again. Do you see any roughs? Do you see any inconsistencies? Ma hal tara min futur. Do you see? Allah is asking, do you see? Then let's go to verse number 4. Thumma raji' al-basara karratayn. Then turn your gaze again. Turn it again. Yanqalib ilayka al-basar. Yanqalib ilayka al-basar. Your eyes will turn back to, it will come back to you. Khasi'a. Khasi'a, abased. Wahuwa hasir, in a state of weariness. ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Then cast your eye again and again. Turn it, let it go again and again. Do you find any inconsistencies in the creation of Ar-Rahman? Look at the seven skies alone. Do you see any of this? It will come back to you abased. And وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ, it will be totally tired and in a state of weariness. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to you. Just reflect a little bit here. If you go outside and you see, what you see, that bluish color in the sky, in the upper atmosphere. If you claim that to be the sky, that is not what is being referred to here. The sky is actually much higher than that. The scientists claim that that is the sky. It does not necessarily imply that this is the sky and this, that the sky cannot be seen at all. You can see it. It is possible. On when this bluish atmosphere, on account of being transparent, may not block the vision of the actual sky. However, if it is proved by any evidence that the sky cannot be seen with the eyes, then the casting one's eyes in this verse would actually refer to the intellectual observation. Intellectual observation. This is what Mufti Shafi Saab, rahimahullah, has written in his tafsir. When you come now and you see verse number 5, Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse, and we'll carry on with this inshallah. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have decorated the nearest sky with lamps, بمصابيح, with lamps, and we have made them devices to stone the devils. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ. We have made them devices to stone the devils. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have prepared for them the punishment of hell. So what is meant here in this verse here? The word masabih, as we see, we translated it as lamps. It stands for stars. And this year, the fact that the sky is decorated with stars does not necessarily imply that they could be studded with them inside or under the sky. The decoration is available also to the situation when the stars are far below the sky in space, as modern research has proved it by observation. This is not contradictory to the classical interpretation. So what is the meaning here when we say, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ? We have made them, the stars, devices to stone the devils. It implies, that probably implies, this is mentioned by Mufti Shafi Saab, that some fiery matters originating from the stars are used to shoot at them, and the stars themselves remain intact in their positions. Since this illuminated matter seems to the common people as falling stars. You see it quickly and it's gone. So this is what it could be, and this is what is being said. This further shows that devils who attempt to eavesdrop on celestial conversations for information are driven away before they can reach the stars. So this evidence is drawn, and it's It's the proofs of Allah Azza wa Jal's. And if you see the knowledge and power, then you'll understand that this is got, it has no bounds. So Allah alone knows the reality of all of this. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. And it runs through the seven, the subject runs through the seven verses. Thereafter, the subject of divine knowledge and power is revisited. So yeah, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have prepared for them a punishment of, we have prepared for them the punishment of hell. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. This is verse number 5. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.